Here's another Patmos report with a repetitious theme I use for good reason, and it's called, What Do You Call Him? Have you ever noticed in Scripture, no one ever addresses Jesus Christ simply as Jesus? Bet you never thought about that before. But many, under the banner of Christianity, call him and even address him as Jesus, without so much as a courteous master or Rabboni thrown in. This they do without consideration to who in the universe he is, the Almighty God. As a matter of fact, one is not even supposed to be baptized in the name of Jesus alone, but in the name of Jesus Christ, or Lord Jesus, as noted in Scripture. Therefore, out of respect and awe and protocol, it is important to specifically identify which Jesus one is talking about in praising and prayer and when baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ironically, most people who mindlessly recite and tack on to the end of their prayer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, don't know what his name is. Let me tell you, it's Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Furthermore, on the use of his first name, you can read in Scripture that even Judas Iscariot didn't address the Lord only as Jesus. He is recorded, however, as calling him Master, with a lowercase m, which means teacher, as in an occupation, but not in the divine sense as the Master Teacher. We can read when Judas arrived with a posse to betray the Lord, he approached him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. You can find that in Mark's Gospel in the Authorized Version, noting the second Master is not capped. On another occasion, the disciples came to him while sinking in a boat and cried, Master, Master, we perish. One might suspect, though, in their hopeless situation, they had relegated the Lord Jesus to a common teacher, Master not capped again, and not thinking even he could save them. Or perhaps it was Judas Iscariot who spoke these words for the terrified group, or he was the loudest. Anyway, how does the Scripture teach us to talk about and address our Lord Jesus Christ? It's your choice. You can call him simply Jesus all you want, or you can magnify him by those titles of deity that bless and bring him honor. Let's look to Paul the Apostle when referring to his Savior and ours. In 1 Corinthians, the author being Paul, the name of Jesus is used 27 times. 10 times as Lord Jesus Christ, 7 times as Jesus Christ, 5 times as Christ Jesus, 3 times as Lord Jesus, 1 time as Jesus is the Lord, and 1 time simply as Jesus in chapter 12, verse 3. And at this place, titles of deity were used so many times in this book, Paul had well established he was not talking about Jesus Martinez. These scriptural examples are in stark contrast to the Reverend Dr. Schickelgruber, whose flock of goats call him, at the least, Pastor Schickelgruber, with that capital P for pastor, while he calls and addresses the great God of the universe simply as Jesus. I suppose if he thinks he's going to heaven, the one he calls by his first name will greet him fondly one day and say, "So wonderful to have you here, Reverend Dr. Schickelgruber. Please tell us all about yourself." And so, until we meet again, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. Maranatha!